What is going on, everyone? This is Rich Killen, and you are listening to the Welcome to Hope podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about why people seem to get stuck. So as I've mentioned before, we have these groups that we're running here, these IOP programs. And there was a common theme this week where we seem to be talking a lot about how people often know what they need to do, but for whatever reason can't take those next steps. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit more today, because I think it's a common problem for people. It's a common problem for me sometimes. And so before I get into that specifically and some specific action steps, I want to talk about something that is somewhat related. It's something called the stages of change. Some of you maybe have heard about this before. I would imagine probably most of you maybe not. But stages of change comes from this sort of, I guess, way of thinking called motivational interviewing. And so the stages of change, there's basically five of them. So there's pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. And we all go through these stages anytime we are wanting to change some sort of behavior or do something different in our lives. And so the first one, pre-contemplation, is essentially not knowing that there is a problem. You see this sometimes with in the addiction world, where somebody will say, "I don't have a problem. You're the one with a problem," or maybe I can manage this. It's not an issue for me, or something like that. Maybe there is a little bit of denial there, but essentially there's no insight into the problem, and therefore there is no motivation to change the problem. The next stage is contemplation. In contemplation, you recognize that there's a problem, but you still might not be ready to do anything about it. There's no motivation there. And there could be multiple reasons for that. The next step along the way is called preparation. Preparation is where you finally realize, okay, there's a problem, and now I want to do something about it. And so this is the part where you are starting to make plans to change. If I am trying to live a healthier lifestyle in terms of what I'm eating, the preparation stage might be I'm going out and buying a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables. Then the next step is the action stage, and that's where you're actually taking the action. So again, that's where I might actually sit down and eat my fruits and veggies. It's one thing to just buy them. Which happens a lot of times in my home, and they just kind of go bad in the fridge. Or you can take the next step, which is the action stage, and actually eat them. And then the final step is maintenance. And that's when you've been able to take the action for a long enough period of time that maybe it doesn't take so much effort, and it's just almost a second nature kind of a thing. And so I think the important thing to think about it and how this relates to us being stuck is that a lot of times we try to go straight from one stage to another. Or we try to skip stages, and maybe we're in contemplation and we know there's an issue, but we're not ready to do anything about it. Maybe we're being pressured to do something about it, but for whatever reason, we're not quite ready. And we're already trying to jump to the action stage. And I think as a therapist, sometimes that's difficult, especially when you're trying to walk with somebody else through these problems and you're trying to get them to already do things and they're not quite ready for that. And so I think it's important to look at this, because if I'm in contemplation and I'm not quite ready to do something, I should be trying to find ways to motivate myself to do those things. I'm not trying to go from the contemplation stage to the action stage. I should be trying to go from contemplation to preparation. Because through all of this, you can always do what they would call is a relapse. And that's typically taken from the addiction world, where I can be clean and sober from something for years and years and be in the maintenance stage, but then something happens and I go back to contemplation. And so in discussing this in our groups, it sparked the conversation of why do people get stuck in one stage, and are not able to move into the action stage. And so there's several reasons that can create that obstacle, create that barrier. But there's a few kind of just general things. And I think a big one is you have these thoughts and beliefs that just limit you. These could be negative thoughts. These can be thoughts that, how difficult it's going to be, maybe questioning whether or not you can actually do it. Things like that. And ultimately we have to treat those thoughts as lies. Because yes, maybe it'll be hard work. But it might still be worth it. And so sometimes we need to focus on the long-term results. I think anytime we're going through something difficult that we know is going to benefit us, it's better to focus on the outcome, and what it's going to feel like when it's done, as opposed to focusing on how miserable it's going to be in the moment, because that will help to create that motivation to help us go through whatever the event is that we need to go through. We also need to recognize that our thoughts are just thoughts. We don't have control over them. They just kind of pop up, usually uninvited, and they ultimately don't mean anything. So when we think we can't do something, it doesn't mean we actually can't do it. It just means your brain was thinking about something that may or may not have had anything to do with the topic at hand. And so ultimately in these situations, it's trying to maintain a positive conversation going through your head. I tell people that if you're having a lot of negativity going through your head, whether that's your own thought process or friends or family or even the music you're listening to, then you're going to feel negative. But if you have more positive things going through your head, you're going to feel more positive. And so usually that's trying to find this balance. If you're having a lot of negative thoughts, you're not going to be able to just stop feeling negative or stop having negative thoughts. It's trying to force these more positive thoughts in there. And that's going to take more work because the negative thoughts seem to come a lot more naturally, especially when you're in that headspace. The second reason for this is usually things like fear. Where we're worried about rejection. We're worried about failure. We're just afraid of something. And fear and the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, all of those kinds of things, we need to really start reframing that as a society, really, because failure and rejection are not bad things. Failure and rejection are opportunities to learn and to grow. We cannot become the people that we want to become if it is not for fear and rejection and the willingness and desire to learn from those situations. It's great when we can learn from other people's mistakes, but at least for me, I really struggle to do that. I oftentimes have to make my own mistakes and then I learn from them. And most of the successes I've had have been a result of learning from my own mistakes. And the third obstacle is really just these roadblocks that might be in the way. Sometimes there are some legitimate logistics that might prevent you from doing something. And so sometimes those are things that, you know, that would be things in the preparation stage that we can't just go straight into action because there are some logistical things that need to be figured out. Let's say, you know, you're trying to get in better shape and you want to get a gym membership, but maybe you don't know what to do at the gym. So then maybe you think, okay, well, I can just get a personal trainer that can help me with that. Well, maybe you don't have the money or can't afford a personal trainer. You know, these are all realistic and logistical barriers or obstacles that get in the way. And instead of just scrapping the whole idea, you need to take it one step at a time. And okay, if I can't afford a personal trainer, then what are my options? Well, I can try to save money. I can see if there's other ways that I can cut back on certain things in order to have more money to afford a personal trainer. Maybe I can find some videos on YouTube or something like that where I can watch these videos and get a better idea of what to do. I can do my own research, things like that. So I encourage all of you that might be listening to this, that if you feel stuck, regardless of what it is, try to take an inventory as to what is keeping you from taking those next steps. Is it because you don't know what the next steps are? Or is there a barrier there? Is there some fear? Is there some anxiety? Is there just a lot of negative thoughts? Sometimes for me, what I've learned for myself personally is sometimes I need to throw myself into the fire, so to speak. There's been times I used to get really anxious, even just making a phone call, especially to people that I don't know. Right. And in my job, I have to do that from time to time, because if I get a new client, I might have to give them a phone call and I've never spoken to them before. Right. That's something that in the past would have given me a lot of anxiety. And there's been times where I've dialed the phone number in my phone and I've just like sat there trying to like hype myself up and build myself up and get ready to like have this phone conversation. And maybe I'm playing out a conversation in my head so I can be prepared and all of these kinds of things. And there's been times where it's gotten to the point where it's like, I just have to hit send or start the phone call. So that way, like I have to do it because I get stuck in trying to analyze and prepare and do all of that. And really I just need to do it because the more I analyze, especially for me personally, I tend to do that more than I should. And my way of getting me out of the analyzing is to put myself in a situation where I'm sort of forced to do it. Get myself at a point where I can't back out of it. And then that builds more confidence. I've gotten much better and more comfortable being able to make these phone calls now because I put myself in those situations. Because ultimately, once we've gone through those stages of change, once we've gone from contemplation to preparation, and now we're moving into action, really the biggest thing you can do is to just do whatever it is you need to do, right? And that sounds super simplistic. But that's ultimately what needs to happen. And sometimes we do need to take a step back and recognize, and maybe that's part of your preparation, is recognize what is going to get in the way of me being able to actually accomplish this task. It could be your own thinking. Maybe that's the obstacle. Maybe it's not a logistical thing. Maybe it's just your own tendency to think negatively about situations. So I encourage all of you to, if there are these things that you need to do, these changes that you're wanting to make, the new year is going to be upon us here soon, and many people will be making New Year's resolutions, having things that they want to change. Take an opportunity to evaluate not only what do you need to do, but what is going to prevent me from doing this? What is going to get in my way? And brainstorming, predicting and planning what could go wrong or what could make this not happen for you. And if you can do that, then you can come up with a plan to prevent, to overcome those obstacles or those barriers, because ultimately you need to do it. You need to embrace the uncertainty or the uncomfortableness that might come from doing something new. If you are trying to eat healthier, there's going to be these growing pains where maybe the foods you normally eat, you're not eating and you're trying to eat these healthier foods. There's going to be growing pains where either that doesn't feel satisfying or it just doesn't taste good. If you're trying to like work out more or exercise more, there's going to be a portion of that where it's going to feel really uncomfortable going to the gym because that's not something you're used to. And that's okay. That's just because it's new and different, and new and different can be good, and new and different a lot of times is good if we allow it to be. So as always, if you know somebody that might benefit from this talk, please share it with them, because we want to be a service. We want to provide information that is practical and helpful to people, and so help us get some of this out there to people that could benefit from it. And also stay tuned, because we will have more great episodes coming at you here in the very near future. The content in this program is not intended to be a substitute for professional counseling, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified mental health provider with any questions you may have. Never disregard professional advice or delay seeking counseling because of something you have heard on this podcast. If you or someone you know is in need of counseling in the state of Arizona, feel free to call us at 602-488-6104. If you are in crisis or think you may have an emergency, please call 911 immediately. If you are in Maricopa County, Arizona, and are in a behavioral health crisis, you can call the crisis hotline at 1-800-631-1314. If you are outside of Maricopa County, you can call your local crisis hotline or simply dial 988 for the National Suicide Hotline. If you are outside of the United States, please call your local emergency number immediately.